Hello, this is Jermaine. Did you know that the people of Israel at one time lived in the land of Egypt? They lived there for 430 years. Israel, his sons, and their families moved to Egypt from the land of Canaan because of a famine. Genesis chapter 46. Food had been stored by the people of Egypt under the leadership of Joseph. Joseph was a son of Jacob, Israel, who became prime minister of Egypt under the Pharaoh. Toward the end of the 430 years that the people of Israel lived in Egypt, a new king that knew nothing about Joseph put the people of Israel into bondage, in slavery. This history is recorded in the book of Exodus. Then the king, the Pharaoh, commanded the people of Israel to cast their newborn sons into the Nile River. This was when Moses was born. His parents hid him as long as they could. Then they put him in the Nile River in a little reed boat. The daughter of Pharaoh came and found Moses. The sister of Moses was watching. The daughter of Pharaoh took Moses to her home, and his own mother was his nurse. And Moses was educated in all the learning of Egypt. And he was a man of power in words and deeds. When Moses was 40 years old, he visited his people, the Israelites, who were suffering in slave labor. There was an Egyptian who was mistreating an Israelite. Moses killed him. But Pharaoh learned about this. Moses had to flee Egypt. He lived in Midian on the Sinai Peninsula for 40 years as a shepherd. Now you need to understand that the people of Israel were chosen by God to bring the Messiah into the world. God had promised Israel, "And in you, in your seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis chapter 28, verse 14. When Egypt mistreated the people of God, it was against God. Any nation that mistreats the people of God, the curse of God comes upon them. While Moses was taking care of sheep in Sinai, the angel of God appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a burning bush. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. God called Moses and sent him to deliver the suffering people of Israel out of Egyptian slavery. Moses obeyed God. He and his brother Aaron went to Pharaoh, but the king would not listen to them. The king would not let Israel leave Egypt. Then one after another, God sent plagues upon the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt was ruined, but still Pharaoh would not let the people of God go. He wanted to keep his slaves. You need to read the book of Exodus. God commanded through Moses that the people of Israel were to prepare for the last plague. On the 14th day of the first month, they were to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorposts of their houses and on the lintel over the door. They were to roast the lamb and eat it. God said, "It is the Lord's Passover, for I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Exodus chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. This the people of Israel did. They were saved that night by the blood, when God killed the firstborn of Egypt. Then the people of Israel were allowed to leave Egypt. As Moses led Israel toward the Red Sea, Pharaoh pursued them with 600 chariots. God swept the sea back by a strong east wind, so the people of Israel went through on dry ground. The Egyptian army pursued in their chariots. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the water returned, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the sea. Exodus chapter 14. All of the Egyptian army that went into the sea died. At Mount Sinai, God gave his law to Israel through Moses. Moses led Israel in the wilderness to the promised land of Canaan. God gave a prophecy to Moses. Listen now to Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses, chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. God said, I will raise up a prophet from among their countrymen like you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall come about that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. God promised that there would be another prophet like Moses. This prophet would be of the people of Israel. Moses led in delivering the people from slavery, from bondage. Moses led the people through the sea. God gave his law through Moses. Moses led the people through the wilderness to the promised land. Who is the prophet that is like Moses? Who is this prophet that God told Moses about? Who is this prophet that Moses wrote about? It is important for you to know this prophet because God told us to listen to him. God said that if you do not listen to him, that he will require it of you. Let us see who this prophet is. We read in John chapter 5, verses 45 and 46. Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Who spoke these words, claiming that Moses wrote about him? Jesus, the Messiah, did. Yes, Jesus is the prophet that Moses wrote about. Jesus is like Moses. Jesus is of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Judah, of the seed of Abraham and David. Jesus is a deliverer from bondage. Jesus delivers us from the slavery of sin and death. Jesus also is a lawgiver. God gave his word through Jesus, the new covenant. Jesus wants to lead you through the wilderness of this life to the promised heavenly Jerusalem, where you can have eternal life. Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, from among you, from your countrymen. You shall listen to him. Yes, Jesus is the prophet of God like Moses. If you believe Moses, you will believe in Jesus, the prophet that Moses wrote about. If you believe what Moses wrote, you will listen to Jesus. Will you listen? One time the Apostle Peter was speaking in Jerusalem. We read in Acts chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. He said, Moses said, the Lord God shall raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. To him you shall give heed in everything that he says to you. And it shall be that every soul that does not heed that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. And likewise all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and his successors onward, also announce these days. It is you who are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, "And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed." For you first, God raised up his servant, and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways. Are you listening? Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Only Jesus died for your sins. Mohammed did not die for your sins. There are no sacrifices for sins in the Temple of Jerusalem. The good news is that Jesus the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. When Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt, they were baptized. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You need to be baptized, immersed, into Messiah Jesus. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." If you would like a free book of evidences, please write to Eternal Good News, Box 5333, that is Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma. That is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D, comma, O-K. 73083, the United States of America.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land.